From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rescue and recovery efforts underway in Ecuador. A death toll from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Ecuador surged past 230 on Sunday. Hundreds were injured when the quake struck late Saturday along the country's Pacific coast. Initial reports indicate heavy damage in the coastal city of Manta. They indicate the city of Pedernales has been destroyed and a bridge collapsed in Guayaquil. Four U.S. Marine Corps aircraft took off from Okinawa Sunday, joining efforts to help Japan recover from an earthquake in the southern part of the country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has boosted to 25,000 the number of Self-Defense Force troops aiding in the rescue and recovery on the main island of Kyushu. Strong aftershocks continue to rattle Kumamoto Prefecture, and as rescuers confront harsh weather conditions in a race to rescue dozens of people believed still trapped or buried under collapsed buildings. Lawmakers in Brazil are holding a raucous session during which they will vote on whether to impeach President Dilma Rousseff. Two-thirds of the representatives in the lower house of Congress must approve the motion. In order to move the issue to the Senate, there Ms. Rousseff would face another vote that could remove her from office halfway through her second term. Energy officials from the world's major oil-producing countries failed Sunday to reach an agreement on freezing oil production. Representatives from 18 nations, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, met Sunday in Doha to try to figure out how to counter historically low oil prices. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry denies one of its jets made aggressive maneuvers during an incident with a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane flying over the Baltic Sea. The U.S. military said the Russian jet had flown in an unsafe and unprofessional manner, getting within 15 meters of the U.S. aircraft Thursday. A Russian defense ministry spokesman said Russia had to scramble to dispatch an aircraft after detecting an unidentified aerial target flying at high speeds toward its border. He said when the American craft made visual contact with the Russian jet, the reconnaissance plane changed course, flying away from the border. Republicans are focusing on the mechanics of the presidential nominating system, as it appears no candidate will have won a majority of the delegates to the party's July convention. That possibility has underscored, or was underscored, Saturday when contender Ted Cruz won all 14 Republican delegates up for grabs at Wyoming's state convention. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is heavily favored to win Tuesday's primary in his home state of New York. Cruz is mounting an all-out effort to recruit delegates loyal to him and siphon as many away as possible. Trump is crying foul, saying that the process is rigged against him.
But I will say this. It's a rigged system. It's a crooked system. It's 100% crooked.
He has hired veteran operatives to help him in the delegate fight, but party officials reject Trump's complaints about the delegate system. The United Nations says the Afghan conflict has caused nearly 2,000 casualties in the first 3 months of this year. That's an increase of 2% over the same period last year. That number includes an increase of 11% in civilians wounded, but a decrease of 13% in the number of those killed. Afghan officials and insurgent sources say intense fighting is raging near the city of Kunduz. An Interior Ministry statement issued Sunday said Afghan forces killed at least 44 Taliban insurgents and wounded many more in overnight fighting around the provincial capital. Myanmar President Thein Cha has granted pardons to 83 prisoners believed to be jailed for political reasons. The president's office announced the amnesty Sunday, saying he signed the order with the goal of achieving national reconciliation. Ethiopian government said Sunday that armed groups from South Sudan conducted a cross-border raid, killing more than 140 people and kidnapping many children. Ethiopian officials blamed Friday's attack near Gambela on ethnic Murley gunmen. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.